Now, back to Right Off the Bat with Marty Lurie.
Nice to have you back with us. The Tribe here. It'll be Dallas Braden on the hill against Carl Pavano, formerly of the Yankees. Not much action out of Pavano with the Yankees, then, but he did pitch well for the Marlins, and they say he's a pretty tough cookie. Well, we've got time to rattle the lumber now. On behalf of Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, we'll bring in the captain and say good morning to you.
The Marlins, that was 2004, though.
Yeah.
And then he signed a four-year deal.
Four-year, $40 million, and made 26 starts.
Well, you know, Marty and Gary Hughes can confirm this, I'm sure. When you sign starting pitching to long-term deals as free agents, it's problematic. Right? You just don't know. Like, look at the Dodgers when they signed Jason Schmidt.
Yeah.
Right? 3 years and $47 million.
Well, I will say this, and Gary is sitting to your right. It is dangerous to sign free agent pitching. Jake Westbrook is recovering from elbow surgery. He's out a year and a half. But Ted Lilly has pitched well for the Cubs. I think, actually, Lilly probably met expectations for the Cubs.
Well, look at the Phillies let Adam Eaton go yesterday. They're going to eat $9 million for
Eaton
this
it.
Year.
They're eating it on
They
him.
Are eating $9 million. You know, we were talking yesterday about the absence of B games.
Yes.
Did you read where Jason Schmidt
actually
pitched in a B game yesterday against the White Sox?
Yeah.
Because the Dodgers and the White Sox share that complex over in Glendale.
Yeah, the B games are still around, and they put people in them if they don't want to go into the big game, like a Dontrell Willis pitched yesterday.
Right.
In a B game for the Tigers, and I just happened to note his line. Yesterday for Willis, nine batters. He only walked one. And the first pitch strike, as I said to Vinny, five of nine batters, a couple of innings. And he was relatively happy with the outing.
Well, that's, they could really use him to come back this year. That's another guy who's making an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
And Kenny Rogers has apparently retired.
Oh, has he? I didn't know that.
Well, they traded for Willis, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah,
they redid a contract for him.
Yeah.
But Jim Thome and Jermaine Dye actually played in the B game for the White Sox against the Dodgers in the game that Jason Schmidt pitched yesterday.
Yeah, we don't see many. But do we have any here? I don't think
I don't know of any. Yeah. A lot of times you'll actually create a B game to give a guy a chance to pitch, like Schmidt.
Schmidt, yeah.
You know, he just went two-thirds of an inning, but they needed a place for him to pitch. And the minor league camps haven't opened up yet, so I think that's why they had that B game.
I love Jason Schmidt. I've enjoyed talking with him whenever I see him. I fear that this is about it for him.
Yeah, it sounded like it, like he was trying to find some different arm angles, something that would work for him. So
when you're at that stage as a veteran.
Right. He was a tough competitor, though. He pitched some great games for the Giants.
There's something wrong. What do you think about, Vinny and I touched on this, I'll touch on it with you, the Nomar rumors around the A's. This is a relatively quiet camp, but Nomar says, I'm retiring if it's not the A's. What do you think?
Well, I think that's accurate. I think it's the A's or retirement for Nomar. And my sense is, if he hasn't made a decision by now, he must be kind of lukewarm on playing. I mean, if he was real gung-ho on playing, would you think maybe he would have signed at this point?
Again,
I mean, it's hard to tell. I don't know. I can't read his mind.
The only thing I could say is, with 5 weeks of spring training and a man who generally gets some muscle pulls and things like that, he may say, I only need 3 weeks to.
Well, that's right. And there's no sense of urgency to play.
There really isn't.
You know, Mike Socha isn't even playing his regulars. The only regular who's playing is Bobby Abreu, because he has to get ready for the World Baseball Classic. The rest of the guys aren't even playing.
You looking forward to the Classic at all? What do you think?
You know, it's funny. I kind of feel like I felt in 06, like I have no interest in it whatsoever right now. I'm not even thinking about it. But then when I started watching some of the games back then, the games were interesting. And I think it worked out a little better than I thought it was going to. My concern about it now is a lot of players have decided not to play. And if the ball players themselves are a little lukewarm on it, will it last, past this year?
Yeah, Adrian Beltre has a sore back, and he's got a decision to make. Does he go to the Dominican team or not? And he says, look, if I'm not going to play, I ain't going. And they have A-Rod at third, and I'm not sure who else is backing him up, but maybe Beltre is backing A-Rod up. He said, look, but if I'm not playing, I'm not going.
Plus, he's coming off shoulder surgery. I think that was also a big concern with Beltre.
Right.
I guess Miguel Tejada said that he was going to play, changed his mind.
Yeah, well, Ramirez, Gary, is Ramirez down on the Dominican team? Is he? No, he did not
Ramirez?
Go.
Ramirez? No.
No, did not go. Okay.
Yeah.
Tejada decided to go, but, I ran into Felipe Alou earlier in the week, and he is the manager of the Dominican team, and he said with with Tejada. I had to tell him, look, I've got Hanley Ramirez there, and he has Jose Reyes. And look, if you want to come and be a utility guy, fine.
Or play first base.
And Tejada said originally he didn't want to go, and now it looks like he is going to go.
Is he going to play first base?
I guess so. Well, he'll be a utility guy.
That's
Garris
pretty
is maybe
good.
Third
That's
base,
pretty then. Good ball club, huh? Hanley Ramirez
and Jose Reyes.
Jose Reyes.
Hey, what do you think today?
I would take Hanley Ramirez for me.
I would take Jose Reyes.
Really?
Yeah, I like the speed. And all right, very quickly, a few seconds
in
to go.
In 3 years, Hanley Ramirez will be the best player in baseball. Go ahead. What was your?
Okay, Dallas Braden today, a couple of innings.
I like Dallas. I think he's a great competitor. I think he knows what he's doing. I think we saw in the second half of last year, Marty, that he has a good idea of what he's doing out on the mound. I think he made a big step for the Athletics last year.
All right, have a good show today.
Okay, Marty.
Ken and I drive down to Tucson tomorrow morning. We'll be back with you at 10:30 tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everybody. We'll talk to you then.
Fans, join Marty Lurie next time for another edition of Right Off the Bat, right here on the Marty Lurie Radio Network.